you up.
You used to be able to have them on reserve for. I used to sell suits from the time I was 25 till I was 65.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess from the time I was 19, I always had tailor-made line. I measured people's clothes while I was in the cleaning business. I'd pick up anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 a year off of that line.
You mentioned, you know, some of the things that you had to do when you were coming up. Well, did you ever have to make up beds or anything?
I never was good at it. I had to make them up sometimes.
What all went on the bed? You know, when, in other words, when you were, say, putting things, what all would you put on the bed?
Well, all we put was sheets. We did sheets and blankets. Title paint on top. I kept calling them spreads now. That's a spread there. We called them title paint when I was a kid. Title paint usually was a knitted affair like that one in the other room. This spread, in my opinion, I still call them title paint, but nobody else called them title paint.
And what's it called, the thing you put your head up there on?
That's a pillar, but some people use bolsters.
They go all the way across?
The bolster goes all the way across. The pillar cut in two. I have to sleep on two. Propped up at night so I can breathe.
Yeah, I sleep on two. I get the headache if I don't. And now, what if you got cold, you know, real cold at night? What might you put on the bed for extra warm?
Put a blanket, a little cover, or whatever you want to use. I need to pull the spread up. I don't sleep much.
Phone again.
He found out his daddy's in the hospital, so he won't know about it. That took him out to that South Hospital with him.
Hospital up in Lincoln?
No, hospital here. We got a big hospital out here.
Is this the county seat?
No, Bartow's county seat.
Is it we're talking about that? Bed and everything. If you didn't have enough beds to sleep everybody, you might lay down flat on the floor, you might
think. Old-fashioned pallet.
Yes.
I slept on many when we had cooked.
So.
My kids now, when they come to see me, though, they bring sleeping bags. I got a lover over there now. He's coming down Saturday night, Sunday night with me. Two kids, he brings sleeping bags. Said, don't worry about it. We take the spare room and let them sleep in the sleeping bag. And my older brother's got four. He brings sleeping bags for all of them. But when I had a big house, it wasn't any problem. We'll take your shoes off, it hurt my feet. My shoes are 12 years old. I haven't worn them even in the yard. I got a brand new pair, but I keep shining when I dress up. I haven't worn those 2 years. I've been wearing house shoes.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, I don't like shoes. I wear sandals like any time.
Well, I can never could go back with them. I always have. Arch support, I got a high arch. When I played ball, I had to squat all the time. I was all right. But now, as I got older, they dropped. That cliff just called, wanted to know how his daddy was.
Well, they don't know yet. They, something to do with his stomach, probably a perforated ulcer.
Yeah, well, he just hung up. I cheered him, everything was all right. The Lord was looking after him. So he's going to be all right. He said he'd be home by an hour.
I'm going to take him out to the house and I'll be back when I get back.
Okay. He called out there and he called the hospital and he called here. He's all upset about that.
Well, I hope he'll come very soon.
Okay.
Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Next.
Hey,
hi,
yeah.
Friend.
If y'all need a car and need me to take anybody somewhere, let me know.
Who's that?
If you want me to take somebody somewhere or something, let me know if you need.
No, I don't think she's that sick. She lives about 10, 15 miles out in the lakes. And,
yes.
And I've been telling Beth Clinton to move out there and build my house. Better get close to town. I ain't close to the doctor, I ain't close to the friend. You know. Off down there by herself. She has to stay down there now right by herself while he's sick. All right, when everybody's home. The young folks, they don't think about those things.